Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is Erevin, daf Mem Aleph. We are on Mem Amud Beis, I believe, two dots, three lines in the bottom. But Amar Rabba, Rabba says, remember yesterday we were talking all about Zman in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Today we're going to talk about fasting, whether you're supposed to complete the fast if the fast falls out on Erev Shabbos. That's the initial question. Amar Rabba, Ki Havinan Bei Rav Huna. Right? When Rav Huna came, somebody who's sitting in the Tainus on Erev Shabbos, Mahu Lahashlume, should he finish the fast? What does it mean? Should he complete the fast? Because otherwise he's going into Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos fasting. Gemara talks about a Stam Rega fast. For us, Bisman said that would only technically apply on possibly on a Sar Batavis. Well, let's say someone's having an individual fast, right? Can he complete the fast on Erev Shabbos? Velo habi b'yadei, he didn't have the answer. Amar Rava says nechzei anan. Let's take a look. The sanya, the following brisa: Tisha B'av shechalios b'Shabbos, which can happen. So you have Tisha B'av that falls out on Shabbos, v'chein Erev Tisha B'av shechalios b'Shabbos, or Ches falls out on Shabbos. Either way, the fast is going to now be on Sunday. And it's going to start towards the end of Shabbos. It's going to start Motzei Shabbos. Shechal Yosef Shabbos. Ochel v'shoseh kol tzorcho. You can eat and drink on that day everything that you need. Umale ha-shulchan ha-ofil k'suda shlomo v'shaito. And you can have on your table a meal, you know, befitting the king. A meal befitting the king. Right? Rashi says, v'chein erev tishuvah shechal Yosef Shabbos. Af al fish im chal Yosef b'chol. Even though if erev tishuvah would fall out on a chol, right? Lo yochol shnei tavshilin. The yolochol basar, you should have two types of food. You could have any meat. Lo yishtayayin, and you don't have any wine. Akshav, but now, shul Shabbos, ochol kol sarcho, you can eat anything that you desire. Right? And Rashi's medayik wasn't mean the word shlomo, but shaito. Right? But shaito, Rashi says, shahayso shato omedes lo b'malchuso, the melech lohoji havya. Rashi's making allusion to the fact that Gemara talks about that there was a time period where Shlomo was taken down from being king, and then he came back to be a king. They say Shlomo b'shaito, meaning Shlomo when he was a king, not Shlomo when he was a hedyot. Okay, that's part one. But now here's the proof. Chal liyos tishya b'av be'erev Shabbos. This can't happen, b'sman hazeh, but if you're makadosh al piriyah, the possibility existed that tishya b'av could fall out on a Friday. So what happens? May vien lo kibetza. You give him a kibetza of food, but ochel, and he eats. Kedesh lo yichanes l'Shabbos k'shuma une, because he shouldn't enter Shabbos when he's engaged in inui. In depriving himself, you don't complete the fast. That's right. You don't complete the fast. It's interesting. Rashash points out. He goes, well, what's going on here? He says, they say that you have to eat a beitza in order to get rid of the inui. So the Rashash points out. He says, the kashali, the hamasayim kadeshali kanas Shabbos kashuma une, the imkain hayu lo daibi koseves. Then why does he need a beitza? He should have a koseves. To who pachos mi beitza, which is less than a beitza? He the maskinin be yoma, because we learned in Maseches Yoma. What are you chayav for if you eat on Yom Kippur? If you violate the concept of inui on Yom Kippur, you violate the concept of inui when you eat a kikoseves, which is smaller than a kibetza. And here we're saying, oh, if you want to go into Shabbos without having any, you have to eat a kibetza. Why? You should be able to eat a smaller amount, a kikoseves. So Shasha seems to point out that in congruency between this Gemara and the Gemara over there, tries to give an answer, but it's an interesting ha'ara by the Rashash. Okay. So you see over here that to answer the question was, what is it, do you go into Shabbos fasting? He says, no, before Shabbos you're supposed to eat a little bit so you don't go into Shabbos k'shehu me'une. So Tanya, we learned in the Brisa also, right, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Pam achas hayinu yoshim lifnei Rabbi Kiva. One day we were sitting in front of Rabbi Kiva, v'tisha b'av shechal yos b'erev Shabbos hayah, and it was tisha b'av on Friday. The hevilo beitzem migul gelas, they brought him a roasted or cooked egg, hard-boiled egg, I guess. V'gamma below melech, and he swallowed it without salt on day before Shabbos. V'lo shahayatav, not because he really wanted it. El laharos l'talmidim halacha. He wanted to teach the talmidim halacha. What halacha? We're assuming now, right? Laharos l'halacha. Rashi says, "Ein mashlim in tainus b'erev Shabbos." That you don't complete a tainus in erev Shabbos. So you have to eat a little bit before, so you don't go to Shabbos when you eat inui. So you sort of have a ma'aseh rav here to paskin that you if the fast is on Friday. You have to go. You don't go all the way. You have to eat before. You have to eat before Shabbos. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. We didn't get to halacha yet. That's what they say. So, with the only fast that we have now is Melech Falls on Sarbat Tavis, and we actually wait, we complete the fast. The question is, till when do you complete the fast? We'll see, it's actually a three-way machlokas in the Rishonim. It's the last line of the parak. The Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi argues, and he says, Misanu Mashlim. He says you have to complete the fast, even on Friday. So Rav Yossi says to them, Iyatem Odim Li, do you not agree to me? V'tishabav Shechalios Be'echa B'Shabbos. The Tishabav falls out on Sunday. Shemafsik Mi Be'Ojom. That we would stop eating Mi Be'Ojom. Meaning even on Shabbos, we would commence the fast. Which is what we do. We stop and you begin, quote, fasting before Shabbos is over. So Amru Lo, they said to him, Aval, yeah, that's true. So Amru Lahem, so he says to them, Malili Kanez Ba Kishum One, Malili Tzesimen Kishum One. Strange logic. He says, what's the difference? Just like I can leave the Shabbos if I'm a little bit, if I'm in a state of Inui, so too I can enter the Shabbos when I'm in a state of Inui. So they answer the obvious question, Amru Lo, Ian Rat Lat Sesbi Manasri, Achav Shasakal Yom. Wait, leaving Shabbos not a big deal. The guy ate and drank like the Shulchan of Shlomo Melech the entire day. So he stops an hour early. Okay. That's very different than Tomar Li Kadesh Bokashim Una. That's very different. The guy hasn't been eating for the past 24 hours, or if it's Tisha B'Av, or the past, you know, this morning, if it's a regular fast day, right? Shalom Achav Shasakal Yom Kulo. There's no comparison. It's not sure what the logic of Rav Yossi was. What's the Havamina from Rav Yossi? So Amra Ula, but Ula says, Halacha ki Rav Yossi. The halacha follows the Rav Yossi, who said that you do complete the fast. Tosos points out, Tosos Yetemodim, he says, Im Tomar, why do you have to stop early? Why do we have to stop early? Vim Tomar, Hamra Shmuel, but Perak Makam Shenogu, Tishabov, Bein Hashmash Shlomutter. Bein Hashmash on Tishabov, it's Mutter Eat. There's no Malachish over here. The fast starts at night. So why do we stop early? It's not the Sephis Yom
Kippur. No, Shabbos.
So what we're talking about, Tisha B'Av falls out now on Sunday.
So if you take your Sephis Shabbos now, when you're going to start,
Shabbos is Erev Shabbos.
Shabbos is also Motzei Shabbos.
Okay, why are you beginning your fast on Shabbos? What's Tosefes Shabbos have to do with it? Why are you beginning your fast on Shabbos? You have Ben Hashmashos, an Erev Tisha B'Av, is Mutter to eat.
No, because I only know in my side of eating that you don't fall.
Why? Well, we don't do that.
Wear your shoes and you wait until it's dark.
So you're compounding the question. So why do we stop fasting? Why do we start fasting early? Why do we start early? Tosa says, "V'yesh lomar demikol makom maskel b'odyom lefishi iyashol lekabin tchilas halayla." You can't know exactly when the night starts. You want to be careful. You can't know exactly when the night starts, and especially the ode Rabbi Yose. Right here, we're in the sheet of Rabbi Yose. He sphere laid ben hashmash kerev ayin. He doesn't hold that Ben Hashmash is a continuum. He says it's a moment in time, like the blink of an eye. So you have one second you can't. Stop early in order to avoid the possibility of eating, you know, as you pass that threshold. Okay. Who? He was minchah to the zman. The zman is shkia. Whatever his definition of shkia is when he can, or unless he holds like the chachamim. But that's a different machlokes. Right, but Amar Ula. Rav Amar Ula, Alach Rav Yossi. Umi Avdina Ki Rav Yossi. Do we really hold like Rav Yossi that we're supposed to be mashlim to fast? V'riminu, I'll ask you a kasha. Quoting down the Mishnah from Tainus. Ein gozrim Tainus ala tzibor b'roshei chadashim b'chanukah v'purim. You don't enact a fast on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, and on Purim. However, v'im hischilu ein mafsikin. Let's say you enacted a couple days, and you know, to fast for rain or whatever the reason is, it turns out that during the process it falls out on Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh, ein mafsikin, we don't stop, you continue the fast. Rashi says, v'im hischilu, she'hischilu l'sanos chafu lamed yom v'niflesu behem yimei Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh, then you continue. Right, it goes on. Just don't. That's Divrei Rav Gamliel. That's what Rav Gamliel says. Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, Afal pisha Amar Rav Gamliel ein mafsikin. Even though he says that you do not stop if one of the fast days ends up falling out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Modahaya, he admits she ein mashlimin. You don't complete the fast on those days because you want to eat. It's a problem fasting those days. So those days, okay, we stop. You don't complete the fast. We don't fast the entire day. You stop a little bit before nightfall. V'chein, and again, as well, Tisha B'Av Shechalios be'Erev Shabbos. Our case, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're not mashlimin. Like we saw in the Brisa, like we saw Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Gamliel says you don't complete the fast. V'tanya, we have another brisa. This is fascinating. La'achar p'tirasol shel Rabbi Gamliel. Right, the parsha changes to Rabbi Gamliel. After Rabbi Gamliel passed away, nichnas Rabbi Yeshua, so the antagonist Rabbi Yeshua walks in. Nichnas Rabbi Yeshua la'hefer es dvarav. He wanted to uproot the rule. Rabbi Gamliel said that you not mashlim. Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, now he's dead. Let's go flip it over. So your reaction, you would think, was, oh, yeah, Rabbi Yeshua's coming in. Let's listen to Rabbi Yeshua now that Rabbi Gamliel's gone. No, despite all that went on, they got up and defended Rabbi Gamliel. And you see that the respect they still have for Rabbi Gamliel, even though he went through all the issues with Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Ragla. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stands up on his legs, on his feet. The Amar, Chazei Anar de Basar Reisha Gufa Azel. We see now that we go according to the head. No, we're not going to change. He says, Kol Yomer Rabbi Gamliel Kavan Alech Kamosa Achshav Atam Vakish Levatel Dvarav. All day that he was alive, we listened to him as Delacha. Now all of a sudden that he's dead, you want to revatel his words? Yoshua, he doesn't even call him Rav, he says, Yoshua, ain't shomlcha, we're not going to listen to you. Shekvar nikva halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha was established like Rabbi Gamliel. V'lo haya adam she'ira b'davar klum. And no one said a word. So the whole idea is that they realized, I guess they must have realized that Rabbi Gamliel must have done something wrong, so they got up and they defended the honor of Yeshua. But in no way did they leave Rabbi Gamliel and say that Rabbi Gamliel was not a worthy individual. He's still Rabbi Gamliel. And we're still going to paskin like him, even though he's no longer here. We're not going to just change it because you walked in and decided they want to be different. But the question is, though, we see that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Ulu says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. You know, he's supposed to complete the fast. Now we brought down a few cases. A, we brought down the Mishnah. And B, we brought down that they tried to paskin not like Rabbi Gamliel, which would be Rabbi Yossi Shita. And they said, no way. We're not changing the halacha. She was said he was wrong. Now we're going to change him. I couldn't beat him when he was alive. I'll beat him now when he's dead. I'll put it up for vote again. They said no way. However they did it, they must have done something in Yavne who just decided who the halacha is like. Right. But oftentimes they see someone pass away, you don't know, like him. It happens. But they said not here. They defended the honor of Gamliel. So the Gemara answers, V'doros to Rabbi Gamliel, Avak Rabbi Gamliel, V'doros Rabbi Yossi, Avak Rabbi Yossi. The generation of Rabbi Gamliel, they still stay like Rabbi Gamliel. Mm-hmm. But after a few generations, then it eroded a little bit, and they passed like Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, V'doros shall Rabbi Yossi, the high abasar hachi shakul li Rabbi Gamliel, V'kavu halacha ki Rabbi Yossi the mutter. After a few years, they were able to change it. At that moment, they didn't. But after a few years, they were able to change it, and they passed like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you do complete the fast on Erev Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, that would fall out on a Friday. So the Gemara then asks, what? Maybe that's what it is also. That could very well be. Ubidoros Gamliel, Abakar Gamliel. Is it really true that in the generation of Gamliel, they all held like Rabbi Gamliel and said that you do not have to complete, you should not complete the fast? Bahatanya, the following Brisa. Again, this is also from Tainus. Amar Rav Elazar v'Rebbe Tzadok. Rav Elazar, the son of Rebbe Tzadok, says, Ani mibnei Sinav ben Binyamin. I am from the house of Sinav ben Binyamin. What's that? Rashi says, Sinav ben Binyamin. Mishpacha hi mishevi Binyamin. It's a family from the tribe of Binyamin. Shenafa lehen goro lekarbon etzim b'yud v'av. They brought their carbon etzim. They brought it on the day after Tisha B'Av, b'yimei Ezra. Right, and that's when it came out during times of Ezra. And the Yom Tov Hai, that's when they did the Goral, they did the lots. The Yom Tov Hai Elohim Le'olam, Kedesnam Perek Basa the Tainus. And it was a Yontif for them. For that family, it was a Yontif. The day after Tisha B'Av was a Yontif for them. Okay? The Yom Tov Hai, Pamachas Chal Tisha B'Av. So then what happens? So Pamachas Chal Tisha B'Av Lihios B'Shabbos. So one time it came out that Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'dochino La'achar Shabbos. So they push Tisha B'Av off to Sunday. So Sunday is now Yud, which is also the day of their Yontif. So what did they do? His Inu Bo, we fasted, because it's Tisha B'Av. Below Hishlimunhu, Vipnei Shayotah Shalanu Haya. But we didn't complete the fast, because it was our Yontif. So we wanted to do both. So we fasted, but before the day was over, we had a meal. So the Gemara says, so Amar Ravin, so Taima, the Meitah Diyuk, Taima of the Yontif. The reason why they didn't complete the fast, was because it was their Yontif. Ha Erev Yontif Mashlimin. But if it was the Erev Yontif, they would complete the fast. I mean, Rashi says, time of the Yontif, Habishar Tisha B'Av, any other Tisha B'Av, Hayu Mashlimin, they would complete the fast. Afal Pisha called Tisha B'av Haya Erev Yontif Shalehem, even though every Tisha B'av was Erev Yontif. So on their Erev Yontif, they're going to complete the fast. So to our Erev Shabbos, we're going to complete the fast. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok B'Dorosh Rabbi Gamliel Haiva, and he was in the generation of Rabbi Gamliel. So you see over here that what would be the reason here that they're not completing the fast is only because it's their Erev Yontif. But if it wasn't their Erev Yontif, it was their Yontif. But if it wasn't their Yontif, it was just their Erev Yontif, they would have completed the fast. That's a possible answer. So I'm a Ravina, Shani Yontif Shel Divrayim. It's a little different. Their Yontif, I'm a Shani Yontif Shel Divrayim, Mitoch Shem Asanibo Shos, Mashlim Bo Arvios, Shabbos Hol, Ve'em Asanibo Shos, Eim Mashlim Bo Arvios. It's different. What happens? A Yontif Shel Divrayim, and Rashi says Yontif Derabonon, which is like this Korban Eitzim, it's a less stringent day. How do you know? Because they do partially fast on that day. And Rashi says, "Could go into high carbon eitzim, hold the kalhu. It's a less stringent day. Shemis anin bo l'shos. They do have tiny l'shos on it. Kidiktani v'yasinu bo. They did fast. Lefichach mashlimin bo arvios. Klomer mutar l'hashlim erev also yontif. The kind of tofel kishum una. Therefore, that okay. It's not as a stringent day, so you can go into that day fasting. So on their erev yontif, if tisha b'av is a regular tisha b'av, they can complete the fast. They go all the way in, right? The hafilu b'koru mutal sanas boksatzi. Even on the day itself, they would be allowed to fast a little bit if it came out on a Sunday. Aval Shabbos, but on Shabbos, she'asur l'sanas boksatzi shum tainis. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast at all. So very stringent. You know, no fasting at all on Shabbos. Asur nami l'hashlim bo arvios le'mashim erev Shabbos b'san b'kter Shabbos. So then, when it comes on Shabbos, you can't fast all the way on erev Shabbos. Because then you're going to go into Shabbos, but Una. So it's a big difference. The Yontif Shel Divrayim, what? You can't compare. It's apples and oranges. Okay. So, I guess that's the guy. We seem to hear that. Maybe they didn't hold. What did we answer? We didn't hold like Rabbi Gamliel. We didn't hold like Rabbi Gamliel all the way. So if that's the case, so we don't hold Rabbi Gamliel. So what happened way back? He's supposed to complete the fast. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? Right, we brought a brice down, and Rabbi Tisha B'av was on Friday, and Rabbi Kiva ate the egg before the end of the day. Okay. So, yeah, even more. So what's he doing? So we had the assumption was, it doesn't say why Rabbi Kiva ate it. He just says that he did. So Tosos, on the top, it's a Tosos Shans, it's in the small letters, he says, Peirush Rabbi Nechananel, Kabbalah B'yadeinu, Ki Rabbi Kiva Oso Shana Mesukun Haya. He didn't eat it because of this whole to-do about whether he's supposed to complete the fast or not. He was a cholo she's supposed to come at that time. He was sick, right? The Hevil or Akiva Harofim, and the doctors came. They said, listen, you've gone this far, you got to eat now. You're in danger. You're in peril. You have to eat. Rabbi Yehuda lo dikdak. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't careful about what was going on. Lefichach samach amasharoa. He just relied on what he saw. The lo yoda ikar ama asukach. And he didn't pay attention to what was really going on here, right? The Thomas Daishaisa Malia Miluya. Thomas was a complete month. Therefore, the Vichal Tisha B'av Erev Shabbos, the Chasru Av Bar Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. And so what they did is they made Av one less day, so Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Shabbos, not on Friday. But so the question they raised now is like, wait, we just saw a few days ago that Rekiva was sitting in jail. He was sitting in jail, and they brought him. They didn't bring him enough water, and he refused to wash his hands and eat. He put himself in danger by not eating because he didn't have enough water. And yet here, he's in danger, he's going to eat. What's going on with Rabbi Akiva? If you're Masukun, if you're in danger, you're in danger. You have to eat, right? You violate the Torah in order to survive, except for the big three, or four, or five, depending on, you know, other things that come up. But, so what's going on? So I saw a possibility that maybe the distinction is that here, in our case, he was Vaday at this moment in Sakana. He's in danger right now. There, he wasn't in danger yet. He's not eating, and by not eating, he will then place himself in danger later on. Maybe more water will come later, I'll be able to wash. But he was not necessarily Musukan at that moment. But there's an incongruency between the two stories, where in one place he puts himself in danger, and the other place he, and this, according to this Tosos Shants, he ate in order to avoid the danger.
Look. So Maharos to Talmid and Halacha means to teach the Halacha that you're allowed to eat when you're sick?
On Tisha B'Av. With Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, I understand.
Right. Yeah, so that's also teaching them something.
Because they assume Maharos to Talmid and
Halacha. Right, that question is also, right. The question is whether that's what Rabbi Kiva did, or that's Rabbi Yehuda. Laharos b'malacha, is that part of the brisa? Is that part of Rabbi Yehuda's statement? Right, it's Tanya. Right, what has it read? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas Hayim Yoshim with the Rekiv Tisha Shabbos with Shabbos, Hayayay Vilob Zim Gelas, Gama below Melech. Below Shay Tav, El Liros of Tamidim Halacha. Could be that the teaching the halacha. The statement. Yes, that was his assumption that that's the halacha he was teaching them.
He couldn't wait 10 more minutes? It seems like he's making a point. I'm not gonna...
The doctors say you're in danger now, you eat now, you don't wait. Doctor says eat now. Don't be a chassid. Doctor says you must eat now. What are you going to do? You're a doctor. You tell the patient, you have to take it now. No, I'll wait 15 minutes. No, now. The kids all listen to you, right? Yeah. Right, maybe he was telling him all day to eat, and finally he convinced him after 15 minutes.
That's how
okay.
He brought down the story.
Summer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lo Shamile Haishmaitza. Remember, Rav Yosef forgot all of his learning when he got sick. So he says, I never heard this. So Amalei Abai. Abai says, no, you did hear it. You taught it to us. Atar Mat Nihilon, right? Vaha Mat Nihilon. And you told, this is what you said. Ain Gozim Tainis Al Tzibor. You quoted the Mishnah in Tainis. You did not make a Gzeirah after Tainis Al Tzibor Rosh Chodeshim. And if they started, then you completed. Barmina Allah. And you said on that, Amar Yehuda Amarav, Zo Divi Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, Sha'amar Mishnah Rabbi Gamliel, who said the names of Rabbi Gamliel, that you don't complete it. Right, aval chachamim omrim misane umashlim. The chachamim say, no, you do go ahead and you do complete the fast. Right, Rashi says, zot divrei Rav Meir, the amr la'el mishum Rav Gamliel mod hayo she'im ashlimim v'chein tishvos chalus har Shabbos. Aval chachamim omrim misane umashlim. That you do have to complete it. So you taught us that. So the Gemara says, wait, that's a raya. So my lab akulu. That's what's going on all of them. Right, what does it talk about in the air? It talks about that the Chum say that's talking about Chanukah, Purim, and Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, you complete the fast. So Gemara says, no, it's not. It's not talking about that. It's low a Chanukah, Purim. He said the Chum agree may not necessarily be on all three dates mentioned in that Mishnah. It may just mean a Chanukah, Purim. You're Mashlim. And also the point is that Umidah Gamrina Rashi says Medina Rav Rabbi Yosi B'Loshon Chacham Mishmar Alach Rabbi Yosi. If you say that you go like Chachamim, that's Mashmah, the halacha is like Rav Yosi, because Chachamim follow Rav Yosi. They say, wait, see, Rav Yosi, if you told us that the halacha is like Chachamim, then you complete the fast. We say, no. Rav Yosi only said you complete the fast on Chanukah and Purim. He's not talking about Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, in Hochinam Mistaber, it makes sense to say that Rav Yosi was only talking about Chanukah Purim and not on Shabbos. The Isak Adaita Chakulu, because if Rav Yehuda said, right, this statement is said by Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says that Rav Yosi agrees that you're mashing the fast even on Shabbos, right? Well, let's go back to the beginning of today's daf. They asked a question, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't have the answer, right? The original start, we says, "Asla kamid Rabbi Yehuda, lo habiyade." He didn't know the answer. The original question was, "Do you complete the fast on Erev Shabbos?" Rabbi Yehuda says, "I don't know." Well, what do you mean I don't know? You just quoted Rabbi Yosef, who says you do complete the fast on Erev Shabbos. Must be that that's only talking about Chanukah Purim, not about Erev Shabbos. So, according to you, now, we also say that Marzutra learned in the name of Rav Huna that the halacha is that you're Masana, you fast, and you mashlim. So, Rabbi asked Rav Huna, and Rav Huna didn't know the answer. What do you mean he didn't know the answer? Rav Huna just passing over here. So, Gemara says, Elahami kami deshama, halabasha deshama. One was before he heard the answer, one was after. He got asked the question before he knew. Then they learned and they figured everything out. Then he knew the answer. Then they made up sock. So, to here. So, hachanami, hami kami deshama, halabasha deshama. When they originally asked the question, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know the answer. And then they went through the whole pilpul. He heard from Rabbi Yosef and he knew the answer. So, maybe Rabbi Yosef is actually talking about all three, talking about that you complete the fast on Erev Shabbos as well. And Darish Marzutra, it's made of Huna, and this is where we're just saying, Marzutra was Darish, the name of Rav Huna. The halacha is what? Mis'anin u'mashlimin. On Erev Shabbos, fast that falls out on Erev Shabbos, you fast, and you complete the fast. So what does it mean, complete the, what does that mean? So Toso says, interesting, Toso says, Perush im yirtze lahashlim. If you want to, you complete it. The shari lahashlim. The bayihu is shari lahashlim milo. You don't know what, no chiv to, but if you want to, you're permitted to complete the fast on Erev Shabbos. Tosfos Shan, over here, he says, the last line, he says, the chayiv lahashem ka'amar. You must complete the fast. Right, so Shulchan Aruch has the whole thing. It's a Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Tes, if that, you know what we should talk about? Good. Reish Mem Tes. Have that one?
Where's the big one?
Reish Mem Tes. You give me a gimbal. Right. Reish Mem Tes Siv Dalet. Right, Hilchos Shabbos. Dinim Hashayachim Erev Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says, Im Kibel Olav Lis'anos Erev Shabbos, if he accepts upon himself to fast on Erev Shabbos, Sarech Lis'anos when Ad Seis HaKochavim. He has to go all the way to Tseis, complete it. Im Lo Shapir Shas Kavos Tanis, I'm fine. V'yesh Omrim De Lo Yashlim. The Ramah quotes that maybe you should complete the fast. El Miyad Sheyotzim Beis HaKnesses, and immediately when you leave Shul, Yochal, you can eat right away, and you don't have to wait to Tseis. Sometimes we finish Shul earlier, we finish before Tseis, after Kriya Shma and all those things, we make an early Shabbos. When you leave Shul, right? Lachain betanis yochil lo yashlim. The totally farish b'shas kolos betanis. So betanis sibor yashlim. But if you make an individual fast, you should make it tonight. I'm not complete the fast. But on a tanis sibor, you should complete the fast. But haki nohog, in quotes to Maharil, that's the halacha that we do complete the fast. Fine. That's what we do on Tzara B'Tavis. We complete the fast. We go all the way through. We say by Lehi by Yichal at Mincha also. Erev Shabbos, we complete this. Well, that's Machlokes. So if you look at, there's an interesting Mordechai. Right? If you want to look at the Mordechai, it's in the back of the Gemara. The Mordechai is an interesting thing. He says as follows. Where is that? Mordechai. Here we go. The Mordechai says, Halacha misanu mashlim. He says, "Kaser Rabbeinu Meir." Rabbeinu says, "The hashlamas tanis for erev Shabbos sagi ad after tulas arvish miplag mincha elef." As soon as you finish davening ma'ariv, you have to plag mincha. That's considered completing it because you already davened, right? And then he says, "Pamat," but we don't pass in that way. We seem to be shochnar to complete the fast. Pamachas, he says, "Ira yud b'tevis b'yom vav." Right, Sar b'tevis came out on Friday. Ukusharutza li really lech lebeis hakneses when the re wanted to go to shul. Tam hatavshil, he ate. Kedeshli kanesel Shabbos kishum una. He ate before because he didn't want to go into Shabbos. So he says v'tema, right? Hacha kamar v'tema. Hacha amar hacha misanu mashlim. He's supposed to complete the fast. So why is he eating before he went to shul? Why did he eat? V'yesh lomar diyibayluhu mahu lahashlim. What does it mean to complete? Umesik the misanu mashlim klomar yochelhu lahashlim miyirtzus. Toslos. If you want to, you can complete the fast. Umiyu tov shelo lahashlim. And Mordechai said, it's better not to complete it. Shelo yikanis b'shabbos kushum u'ne. V'im ba tzibur beis ha'knesset ojom. Now, if the tzibur leaves shul during when it's still day, mutar lochol miyad, they came to kvar yispalu, im kein kvar kibul shabbos leim. They already accepted Shabbos, they already accepted Shabbos, and the fast is over. That goes into the concept of Tosefta Shabbos. What does it mean? Does it change the day or not? What's interesting, how what the Mordechai says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to complete the fast, and the Ramah passes should on a tainus sibor complete the fast. If it's an individual tainus, you should make a tnai that you're going to finish the fast before the day is over. Okay, hajon alach b'chol ma'arvin, havalach b'chol ma'arvin, hajon alach b'chol ma'arvin. Next parak. Misho tziu nachrim. Again, back to the world of erev tchumim. Misho tziu nachrim. So nachrim o ruach ra'a or evil spirit. Rashi quotes shenichlas bo sheid v'nitrafa daito v'yotze chutz l'tchum. Right, so Shay got into him and dragged him out of the tchum, and then he wakes up with the guy and dragged him out, and all of a sudden he's outside the tchum. Rambam does not say ruach ra shaydim. He says the guy went nuts and he started walking. So Mishal tzi nachrim ruach ra eino ela dal amos. He only has the dal amos that's around him because he's outside the tchum. You can't go. You only have your dal amos. You can't go walk any further. Hechzi ruhu. If then the Shay or the guy brought him back. It's as if he never left. Rashi says, Amos, he can go anywhere in the city. The whole city is his Dalet Amos. Right? Let's say they brought him into a different city that has walls, and or Nasnu of a deer or a Sohar, they put it in one of these areas, that these big areas. He can walk the entire area. In the entire city, he can walk. Machlokes is, if the guy placed him in another city, does he now get the status of that city, and therefore he has the entire city to walk? Or no, it's the same thing, and he's considered to be, he left his tchum, and once you leave the tchum, you only have your dalet amos. Maise, there was a maise, shebo'u mi palen darsim. If they were coming on a boat from palen darsim, v'hifligo spinosum b'yam. I guess the ship got stuck there. Right, the ship is staying in the water. Just staying in the water. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayir, halchu es kula. they walked on the entire ship. Rashi says, "Hayu mahalchem mechol asvina." The apple pisha svina holechas b'shabbes, even though the svina is now moving on Shabbos, v'yotzu chutz l'tchum, and it's going out from their tchum. I don't know what they're doing on a boat on Shabbos, but yotzu chutz l'tchum, but yeah, on Shabbos.
Yeah.
They must have left before Shabbos. Now they're on the boat, right? Hayu mahalchem mechol asvina, apple pisha svina holechas b'shabbes. The yotzu chutz l'tchum, and it went outside their tchum originally. Have a kemisha yotzu chutz l'tchum v'nisan b'dir obisor shafin l'chitzlo. The boat has, I guess it's hachamaisi. If you take a cruise over Shabbos, can you walk outside of your dalet amos? Okay. So but Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lakiva, lo zazen mi dalet amos sharotzu lahachmir al atzman. They didn't move from their dalet amos. Gemara seems to indicate that's a chumrah. Sharotzu lahachmir al atzman. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi says Gemara will explain that.
Pam achas lo. On the boat?
But they stayed still. They were on the boat, and the boat started moving on Shabbos. So it left their tchum. Their tchum was by the port, and now they left 2,000 amos away from the tchum. So the first set of Tanoim says, "Listen, we're in our own area now. We can walk everywhere. We have this entire ship is considered our tchum because it's like a sohar, or it's like a deer, and it has walls." And the other one said, "No, we'll figure out what the other one says. I don't know. It says Shiratzu Lahachmir Al Atzmar." So get to that in the Gemara. Right, you're not supposed to leave 3 days before Shabbos. You're not supposed to take a trip 3 days before Shabbos.
That's not because
of Tchum. That's for other reasons. But must be here that they were on the boat and it left early. I don't know.
If any boat that travels, no matter what the reason you get, is, they would be on a boat and it's traveling on Shabbos, so you're leaving a Tchum, aren't you?
Right, but they said you're not leaving your tchum because it's the same thing as being played. You put in a different tchum. You're now with the boat is. I don't know what Pascha
like.
People do a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean that's how we Pascha like. But I don't. Okay. Pam achas lo nichlasu l'namal acheh chashecha. They were on the boat. They didn't get into port until after dark and Erev Shabbos. Amru l'Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Ma anu leirid? Can we go down off the boat? Or are we stuck here?" So Amar lehem mutarim. We're permitted to go down. Mutarim atem. Shekvar hisi mistakel, because I was looking. V'hayinu b'tocha tchum ach lo chashecha. We got inside the tchum. We got close to 2,000 amos to the port before Shabbos began. Okay. Tana Rabbanon, Raisa taught us. Gimel devarim ma'avirim esa adam al daito v'al das kono. Three little agadah. There are three things that remove a person from his own das and from the das of Hashem, which means it disrupts him. Eluhain, the ovdei kachavim, they bother him to that point. The ruach ra, I guess if a shade comes to you, the dikduk de anius and absolute poverty. You lose your own das and you can't serve properly because of these three things. Lemay nafkamin. Okay, so what are we supposed to learn from that? Limiboy rachmin malayu. So you should daven that these things don't happen to you. Or if they do happen to you, you should get out of those situations. Gimel ein roin pnei gehenim. There are three people who don't even see the face of gehenim. I mean, they go through these scenarios, these situations, they're not going to see gehenim. Eluhain, who are they? Number one is dikduk de'anios, those who are in poverty. So it's both. Hashem, it's hard for you, but if you're in that situation, God doesn't let you see the gates of gehenim. The choli ma'ayon, and those who have this intestinal disease. V'harishus. Right, Rosh Hashanah, I think those somebody, Rosh Hashanah, Mishi Yishlo Noshim. There's people going to collect from him. I don't know, is that what it says over there? Rosh Hashanah? People going to collect from him. V'yesh Omrim, so say, Af Mishi Yishlo Yishara, if you have a bad wife. The Edoch, and the ones who said that having a bad wife is not enough to get you go straight to hell, to heaven. The Edoch Yishara Mitzvah Lagarsha. Right, it's hell on earth, heaven on heaven. He says, because if you have a bad wife, it's your own fault for having her. You should divorce her. Get rid of her, and you don't have a problem. Okay. Right, but the Edoch says no. Yeah, Enochanaim is a mitzvah to divorce her. Zimnin diksuvasa meruba. Right? Maybe it's a lot of money to divorce her. The attorneys, right? The lawyers, David, they cost a lot of money. It's too expensive. It's more expensive. Less. It's cheaper to stay married. Okay. Inami. Another reason isle banim mina below much the megarishla, or maybe he has children, and maybe it's better to stay married for the sake of the children. I think therapists nowadays would say that, would argue with that, but maybe some people do say they stay married until the children are older. So my nafkamina. So what's okay? So these three things they take you straight to heaven. So what's nafkamina? So if they happen to you, just accept it. I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you and he's doing these things to you, and you're going to go straight to heaven. Okay. Shlosha Mason Kishem Misafrin. There are three individuals that will could just drop dead even when they're in the middle of talking. Elohim, what are they? Choli Mayan, he had this intestinal disease. The Chaya, someone was giving birth. They had Drokan, which is another disease. What does he say? Does he say what Drokan is? Right. Lamai Napkamina, so what? Le Mishmushe Zvadusa. I guess to prepare the shrouds. If someone has these issues, you know, get ready. Right, Rashi said, Lazamin Tachrichen. Okay. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Yotzil Adas. If a person purposely leaves his tchum, Ein lo ela arba amos. He only has a dal amos around him. Now, a person is purposely leaving the tchum. I don't know if he cares so much about it, but he purposely leaves the tchum, and now he's stuck outside the tchum. He only has dal amos. Mar says, Pshita, well, what are you teaching us? It's a davar pashut. Hashta misho tziu nachrim ein lo dal amos. Our Mishnah says, if the guy pull him out by and against his will, and he's stuck outside the tchum, he only has dal amos. Yotzil Adas boy. So if he leaves willingly. Yeah. It's a chiddush to tell me that he only has dalad amos. Elor, so okay, elor chazar ledas emo elor dalad amos. If he was taken out, right, taken out unwillingly, and then he returns, he still only has dalad amos when he gets back into the city. So Gemara says hanami tanina. We also learned that in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says hechziru nachrim kilo yotza. The only time he's considered as if he has the complete city as his tchum again is if the nachrim brought him back. But hechziru who, if he goes back himself. If they bring him back as if he didn't go back, about hits you nachrim. If they bring him out, the chazal adas, and he comes back, ain't the world dal amos. He only has dal amos. So what are you trying to teach us? We know. So ela ema yotzal adas. Let's say he went out purposely. The hechziru nachrim. And the Goyim were the ones who brought him back. He came back against his will. Ein lo ela dalad amos. He only has dalad amos. Mar says again, Hanami tanina. That also, we can learn that from our Mishnah. What does it say? Hotziu v'hechziru ki lo yotza. If they took him out and they bring him in, that's as if he didn't leave. But hotziu v'hechziru hu d'ki lo yotza. Hotziu v'hotziu hu d'ki lo yotza. Only if they do both. Aval, however, yotza ladas lo. But if he goes out at any time, if any part of him leaving or coming back is out of his own accord, then it's not considered as if he came back in. He only has a dalad amos. The Gemara says, no, ma'u detema litzdadikatani. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about, you know, going by on sides. Litzdadikatani. And you would say as follows. Micho siu nachrim. If they took him out, v'chazal adas, and he comes back by himself, el eino el dalad amos. Aval yatzal adas, v'chazal nachrim. But if he went out and they brought him back, then ki'ilo yatzal, maybe you would think that's not. Kamash Malan, that is the only time he gets his status, he reestablishes his status as a citizen of that tchum, is if they both took him out and brought him back. But if either way along the line, he did something willingly, then he does not retain the status of that city.
Well, but he should not come back on his own.
Okay? That's correct. He should not come back. He only has his dalad amos. Boy minei mei rabba. So they asked Rabba, Hatzorech l'nekavav mahu. Okay, so I guess the case is that the guy's outside, right? Rashi says, Zesho tziu nachrim, mahu latzeis dalad amosav. And he has to use the facilities. Maybe he's with a bunch of. He doesn't want to defecate in his dalad amos. That's going to be gross the rest of Shabbos. So can he leave there? So Amar Lahem, he answers them, Gadol kavod habrios shedocha es lotasa shabbatorah. No, kavod habrios is much more important than zdocha a lav in the Torah. What's the lav in the Torah here? Right? Rashi says, lav de lo sasar, u'tchum inami derabanan. It's not the lav of tchum. Right? Lav of tchum, you would think that maybe that's the deraisa. The lav that's being docha is the lav of listening to the chachamim. Because tchum itself is the rabbanan. The rabbanan tell you not to leave. That's the deraisa. But the lav, but the covet of brios is docha that lav.
By shatness, for example, someone's like shatness. I realize he's wearing
shamans,
he just take his clothing off
and
the street,
from what
says, right?
Right. That's a good idea. But here we're saying what's the lav here exactly is not the tchum, the lav is the losasa. Not listening to the chachamim. That we said that, I think we're saying that sugya there also. That governor Brius is doche a lav, only, but which lav is it? What he talks about is only the lav of lotasar. Because the actual halacha that you're violating is not a deoraisa, it's tchum. Shatness is a doraisa in and of itself. Okay. So Amar Nahardai, we'll finish with this. Rav Nahardai says, in Pikeachave, if he's a smart guy, right? Aisle Tchuma. He should go back to the Tchuma. He has to go to the bathroom. Go back to the Tchuma. Came in the aisle. Oh, and once he goes back in, he's back in. Right? Rashi says, Umutuk Iwo Yotza. The Haber Shus Al, the Lo Gar Mehech Ziruhu. I guess if he has to go back, if you're forced to go back in because you have to use the facilities, that's almost the same thing as the guy forcing you back in. You're honest, and then he's fine. So if he can make it, go run back into the city, and then he can go to the bathroom there. Okay, let's stop here a little early. We'll stop here. I'll pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.